NPR News, I'm Mike Lamp. Hospitals around the state are bracing for an onslaught of COVID-19 patients this month. Dr. Diane Janowitz at St. Mary's Medical Center in Grand Junction tells CPR that current hospital admissions are the highest they've been since this time last year.
We're anticipating a much higher burden of patients who are admitted to the ICU as well as the hospital.
Janowitz hopes the picture improves now that the COVID vaccine has been approved for children 5 to 11. Denver has released a new plan for how it will spend taxpayer money to fight climate change. CPR's Michael Elizabeth Sackis reports.
It's been a year since Denver voters approved a $40 million annual sales tax for projects to soften the effects of climate change. The first big round of proposed projects will use $26 million to build and operate community solar projects across the city. That includes solar power public carports and EV charging stations at parks and recreation centers. Some of the electricity produced will be used to reduce utility bills for residents who need help. I'm Michael Elizabeth Sackis, CPR News.
Housing prices are up again in the state's two largest housing markets. The median price for a detached single-family home in Metro Denver in October was up to $585,000. In Colorado Springs, it was $446,000. Both of those are close to the record highs from this past summer. George Naumy with the Pikes Peak Association of Realtors says he doesn't expect prices to drop through this winter.
We may see a little bit of a correction. I don't think we're going to see a crash or anything like that. I don't see that coming at all, not with what we have. Right now, we're still outpacing the inventory.
Homes in the Springs are staying on the market only around 12 days on average. The Denver Zoo says two tigers have recovered after testing positive for COVID-19. Yuri and Nikita were diagnosed with the coronavirus last month after staff noticed they were coughing and lethargic. The zoo still has 11 lions who are sick with the virus. They'll be vaccinated when the zoo gets more doses of animal-specific shots. Metro Denver, the Front Range, Western Colorado have sunny skies today, highs close to 60. This is CPR News.